奉主耶稣圣名正道。
In the holy name of Jesus, I bear testimony of His word.
我们请翻开罗马书第八章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
我们读三十五节到三十七节。
We read from verses 35 to 37. Romans chapter 8, verses 35 to 37. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress?Of persecution, of famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword. As it is written, For your sake we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us.
保罗在这里所形容的并不是为了写文章而写的。
Paul made use of all these illustrations not for the sake of writing this letter.
他所说的每一样都可以说是他信仰生活里面真实的体验。
And everything that he wrote here can be drawn from his personal experience.
他本来可以不用这样受苦的。
He could actually not suffer in this manner.
他可以享受他的荣华富贵。
He could have enjoyed his honor and glory.
但是因为他明白了耶稣基督的爱。
But because he understood the love of the Lord Jesus.
他愿意奉献他的一生来跟从耶稣基督。
He was willing to sacrifice his whole life to follow Jesus.
并且他决心愿意为主耶稣来受苦。
And he resolved to suffer for the Lord Jesus.
我们知道保罗有神的权柄。
You know that Paul had the authority from the Lord.
他能够医病赶鬼。
He could heal sicknesses and cast away demons.
这是在工作神需要他见证的时候彰显他的权柄。
And this was required in his work when God wanted to manifest his power through Paul.
可是事实上保罗的工作是辛苦的。
But actually Paul's work was a difficult one.
他受了许多的灾难。
He met with much persecution.
虽然神保守他没有因此死去。
And although God has protected him and he has escaped death.
让他的确受过许许多多的苦难。
But he has indeed underwent through much tribulations.
如果你认为你也是为主耶稣受苦了。
If you reckon that you too are suffering for the Lord Jesus.
那么你想想保罗在这里所说的。
And just think about what Paul said.Here.
我们有达到这种的地步吗
？Have we reached this stage?
保罗已经达到这种地步。
Paul has already reached this stage.
但是他这样的说
，But he said this.
这一切的灾难能够使我跟耶稣基督的爱隔绝吗
？Can all these tribulations separate me from the love of Christ?
不但不能
，Not only it is unable to do so.
反倒他这样说
，But rather he said,
靠着爱我们的主。在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。
Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us.
主的爱让他甘心。
The love of the Lord made him to be very willing to undergo through all these things.
甘心牺牲。
To be willing to sacrifice.
甘心受苦。
To be willing to suffer.
如果你不明白这个爱。
And if you do not understand this love.
你会怀疑的。
You will have the doubts.
为什么他要这样的受苦和牺牲呢
？Why should he be so willing to suffer in this manner?
耶稣基督值得我们这样为他受苦吗
？Is Jesus worthy for us to suffer for him?
只有你真正明白主的爱的时候
，Only when you truly understand the love of Christ.
你会受感动。
You will be moved.
你会说这是值得的。
You say that yes, it's worth.
就好像一个美少女嫁给一个金山阿伯。
Just like
一个美丽的姑娘嫁给一个年老的很有钱的老阿伯。
Just like a beautiful young maiden marrying a rich old man.
他是因为爱情吗
？Is it for the sake of love?
当然，我不可以那么样的偏见，认为这一些美少女就是贪爱钱财、爱慕虚荣的。
Of course, I cannot in one sweeping statement say that all these young beautiful maidens are marrying old men for the sake of their money.
有一些是真诚的。
Some are indeed sincere.
但是请问有多少个是这么真诚的呢
I'd like to ask you how many of them are sincere and truthful.
如果这个金山阿伯变成一个没有钱的穷阿伯
If this wealthy old man becomes a poor old man.
这个美少女还会继续跟他受苦吗
Will this young beautiful maiden still continue to suffer along with him?
他会去赚钱来养活他吗
Will she go out to work to support this old man?
他会服侍这个年老无力又多病的老阿伯吗
And will she service this old man who is advanced in his age?
没有钱也就没有这个所谓爱了
And without money there will not be this love.
可是如果是真正的爱
But if this is true love,
就算他破产了
Even if the man becomes a bankrupt,
他病痛了
He has fallen ill,
他残废了
and he has been handicapped.
他会愿意一生一世来服侍他的。
She will be willing to serve him her whole life long.
也许我们说他为什么这么傻
？We may think, oh, why is she so foolish?
但是他知道他自己一点都不傻。
But she knows for herself that she's not foolish at all.
他知道他值得这样去爱他的。
And she knows that he is worthy of her love.
因为他们是真心相爱。
Because they truly love one another.
这个爱让他甘心受苦，甘心奉献，而没有埋怨。
This love allows her to be willing to suffer and not to murmur.
比如我们中国人说的牛郎织女，或者西方人说的什么罗密欧跟朱丽叶。
For example, the love stories in the Chinese society about the cowherd and the weaver maiden, or in the Western society, Romeo and Juliet.
但是有一种爱更令我们感动的。
But there's another love which moves us even more.
让我们甘心受苦。
To allow us to be willing to suffer.
甘心一生跟从他。
To be willing to follow him the whole life long.
那就是主耶稣的爱。
That is the love of Jesus.
保罗他这样的解释。
Paul explains this manner.
请看罗马书的第五章。
Look at Romans chapter 5.
第六到第八节。
Verses 6 to 8. Romans chapter 5, verses 6 to 8. For when we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man would one die. Yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die.But God demonstrates His own love towards us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
神真的爱我们吗？
Does God truly love us?
为什么我们看不到神爱我们呢？
Why can't we see Christ loving us?
我们反倒看到许许多多的人说神不爱人类的。
But rather we see many people claiming that God does not love man.
如果神真的爱我们
，If God truly loves us，
为什么这个世界这么多的灾难
？Why are there so many disasters in the world？
为什么这么多的战争
？Why are there so many wars in the world？
为什么这么多的饥荒
？And why are there so many famines？
为什么这么多的畸形的婴孩
？And why is it that there's so many young child
畸形残废的畸形的
？All these deformed handicapped young children。
我们把这些账通通都算到神那一边去。
And we put all this on the account of God。
好像神制造许许多多那一些残缺的。
As though God has created all these handicapped people,
神到处发动战争
and God has caused wars to break out everywhere.
神到处使到有水灾有火灾
and God causes famines and floods to appear everywhere.
但是你公平的去思想一下
but if you consider it justly,
这真的是神造成的吗
Are all these created by God?
这是错的
This is wrong.
真神创造的世界是美丽的世界
The true God has created a beautiful world.
被称为是伊甸园，就是快乐的地方
and it was called the Garden of Eden, a place of happiness.
天地万物都是和谐的
and everything that was created could get along with one another very well.
是人贪心、骄傲跟犯罪
It's because of man's greed and they have sinned and they have committed sin.
然后破坏了整个的世界
and so they have destroyed this whole world.
那些公道的科学家
and so for those just
公道的、公正的科学家
scientists,
他们都这样说
they said this.
人类自己毁灭自己美好的家园。
That mankind has destroyed their own beautiful homeland.
如果真的是天灾，我们没有话好说。
If these are truly natural disasters, we have nothing to say.
但事实上，许多的火灾、许多的水灾，不是因为人的贪心跟人的无知而造成的吗？
But aren't many of the disasters in the world coming about on account of man's own foolish and greedy actions?
医学也向我们做见证。
And medicine science too testifies to us.
今天很多不正常的儿女不是神造成他们，而是我们做父母的放纵的生活、犯罪的生活而产生的。
That today many child are born with deformities not because of nature, but rather because their parents have given way to their own lust.
这个世界的饥荒、地震那些苦难，人类可以解决，可以帮助的。
And for the disasters, the famines in the world today, mankind are able to resolve them actually.
所以我们当到各地有这种灾难的时候，你看到那一些红十字会、各地那些慈善机构都全力的资助他们。
And so we see disasters befalling any parts of the world, the Red Cross Society or other welfare organizations would support this country.
可是真正达到这一些难民，达到这一些受灾难的人。又剩下了多少呢
？But how much of it actually reaches all these people who are in the midst of the suffering?
这些都是要怪在神的身上吗
？Are you to place the blame on God on all this?
许多多人就是因为神的爱而愿意这样的来帮助。
And many people for the sake of the love of Christ, they are willing to help them out in this manner.
共同来建立一个美好的家园。
To establish this beautiful homeland.
但是很可惜的
，But very pitifully,
人的自私、人的贪心、人的野心，破坏了这一切。
That man's greed, man's
野心
man's political ambitions has caused them to destroy all this.
这真的是让我们失望。
So all this has caused us to be disappointed.
但是在这个黑暗中，不也是给我们看到有一个光明
？But don't we see a light in the midst of all this darkness?
仍然许许多多的基督徒相信神的人，仍然尽他们的本分来爱这个世界，帮助这些苦难中的人的。
Many Christians, for the sake of the love of Christ, are willing to help all these people in the midst of the suffering.
神真的是爱我们的。
God truly loves us.
但是更明显的爱。
But even more clear love.
就是他在十字架上为我们死的爱。
It's the love shown to us when he died on the cross.
保罗他这样讲。
Paul said this.
在我们做罪人的时候， 神就已经准备为我们这些罪人死了。
While we were yet sinners, God has prepared to die for us.
有谁会为罪人来死呢？
Who will die for sinners?
也许有人会为义人，为人人而死。
Perhaps some may die for those who are righteous or good men.
但是没有人为罪人而死的。
But no one would die for sinners.
我们认为罪人是不值得为他而死的。
We reckon that sinners are not worthy for us to die.
但是耶稣基督就是为我们这些罪人而死的。
But the Lord Jesus has died for us sinners.
保罗就引证这个事实。
And Paul shows this true fact.
神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
And God's love is once again demonstrated to us.
如果你还不明白，
If you do not understand,
那么你就这样想。
So you will think,
好像一个做母亲的，
Just like a mother,
在一个大火当中， 她冲入火里面， 把她的孩子抢救出来。
When there's a great fire, she's willing to sacrifice or risk her life to rush into the fire to save her child.
你会很佩服这个母亲的勇气。
You will you'll reckon that this mother's courage is indeed very great.
不过你会真的很受感动吗？
But will you be truly moved?
也许有一点呢。
Perhaps we are a little bit moved.
但是你想，这是当然的，这是他的儿子吧。
But you may think, oh, this is natural because this is a child.
别人的孩子，你说他会这样去抢救吗？
Will she rush in to save the children of other people?
所以你只是佩服他的勇气，但并不是真的很受感动的。
And so you only think highly of her courage, but you're not greatly moved.
那你看到一个救火员，他冲入大火里面抢救那一些火灾中的人。
And so you see the fireman who rushed into burning buildings to save those inside.
那些聪明人会说，为了饭碗，需要这样的认真，这样的搏吗？
And so some people who are wiser may think, oh, should one sacrifice their own life in this manner for the sake of their own rice bowl?
但是有一些人真的是这样忠于他的职责。
But some people are so faithful to their responsibility in this manner.
冒生命的危险去抢救那些人的。
They risk their lives to save people inside.
有一些是医生。
Some are doctors.
有一些是救火员。
Some are firemen.
有一些是救生员。
Some are rescue people.
这些都是值得我们佩服的。
All these people are worthy for us to look upon.
你也是想，这是他们的工作。
But you may think, oh, this is their job.
如果不是他的工作，
If it's not their job,
他会这样去做吗？
Will they do it?
因此当你看到一个陌生人冒大火，冒生命的危险去抢救人的时候，
And so when you see a stranger risking their own life to save someone else,
你除了佩服，你还受感动。
Besides being besides admiring them, you will be moved.
因为他跟这事情本来无关的。
Because actually he has nothing to do with this matter.
但是尽了一种的道义， 他竟然这样做了。
But because of his morals, he has done this.
所以你的佩服跟你的感动就更大了。
So admiration and your motivation is even greater.
可是如果你明白，
But if you understand,
这个陌生人原来是一个王子，
That this stranger is actually a king.
这个时候你就很惊讶了。
At the time you'll be a little bit amazed.
他为什么要这样做呢？
Why?
他不是为名，也不是为利，因为这一切他通通都有了。
He's not doing this for honor status because he has all this.
所以在这个时候，你的感动跟你的佩服啊，又更加的大了。
So at this time, your admiration or and you're even more greatly moved.
如果这个王子有苦难，
If this king is in trouble,
或者需要人家来帮助，
and requires other people to help him,
我看我们会毫无考虑的会帮助他的。
I believe we will help him without any consideration.
因为我们亲眼看见他身为一个王子，竟然这样去救一个跟他无关无。 无重要的人。
Because we see that this king who has risked his own life to save someone who has no connection to him at all.
我们知道他让我们佩服，我们认为他值得我们佩服跟帮助的。
And we think that he is worthy of our admiration and help.
好，再想下去。
And we think further.
如果你知道，
If you know,
原来这一位竟然是我们的神。
Actually, this is our God.
神道成肉身来这个世界。
And God has come into the world as man.
来拯救我们。
To save us.
我们怎么能够无动于衷呢？
How can we be unmoved?
所以你发觉到，当主耶稣来传道的时候，
So you find that when Jesus came to the world to preach,
有很多人受感动。
There were many people who were moved.
但是这些感动不大的。
But these people were not greatly moved.
不会认为值得为他而死的。
They do not think that it is worthy to die for him.
可是当耶稣从死里复活，
But when Jesus resurrected from the dead,
他们知道这一位来拯救我们的，原来竟然是神。
They discovered that this person who came is actually God.
他们真的很受感动。
And they were indeed greatly moved.
因此他们愿意为主耶稣受苦。
So they were willing to suffer for Jesus.
甚至为主耶稣而牺牲。
And even give up their life for Jesus.
因为他竟然是我们的神。
Because since he is our God.
其实为了我们这一些卑微的罪人而这样的牺牲，这样的受苦。
He is willing to sacrifice his life and to suffer for us sinners.
这就是保罗的意思。
And this is what Paul means.
因此他说。
Hence he said.
基督在我们还做罪人的时候，就为我们而死了。
That God demonstrates His own love towards us, and that while we were still sinners, He died for us.
神的爱就在此显明了。
And so this is where God demonstrates His own love.
因此，我们要这样的认识我们神的爱。
Hence, we must have this recognition of God's love.
如果他的生命都肯愿意这样的为我们而牺牲
，If He is willing to sacrifice His own life for us,
还有什么他不能够为我们而牺牲的呢
？Is there anything else that He's not willing to sacrifice for us?
他会爱我们的。
He will love us.
因此，我们应当没有惧怕。
Hence, we should not have any fear.
我们应当没有忧虑。
We should not have any anxieties.
因为我们有一位这么样的爱我们的主。
Because we are such a God who loves us so much.
他会爱惜每一个相信他的人。
He will love everyone who believes in him.
甚至那一些还没有相信他的人。
Even those who have yet to believe in him.
他一样爱他们，只是他们不知道。
He still loves them, but they do not know.
如果他们知道
，If they know,
他们一定会决心跟从耶稣基督的。
They will surely resolve to follow Jesus.
就像保罗一样
，Just like Paul.
他以前不相信
，In the past he did not believe.
他以为那耶稣只是一个拿撒勒人
，He just thought that Jesus was a man from Nazareth，
甚至认为耶稣毁谤神
，and even thought that Jesus blasphemed God，
因为他是个人，怎么说他是神呢
？Because he is a man， how can he claim to be God？
他怎么接受人家的祭跪拜呢
？How can he accept the worship of other people？
但是当他明白耶稣基督真的是神
，But when he understood that Jesus is truly God，
他从死里复活
，and that he has resurrected from the dead，
他在天上向他显现
，and he appeared before him，
他赐下圣灵给他
，and he gave the Holy Spirit to him，
这一切都很。清楚的证明
，and all these testify very clearly，
耶稣基督是我们的救主
，the Lord Jesus is our Savior，
所以他跟从他
，so he followed him。
请看约翰福音的十七章
，look at Gospel according to John chapter 17。
约翰福音十七章
，John 17，
十二节
，verse 12。John 17 verse 12， while I was with them in the world， I kept them in your name， those whom you gave me I have kept， and none of them is lost except the son of perdition， the scriptures might be fulfilled。
当主耶稣要离开的时候，门徒很害怕，很担心。
When the Lord Jesus was about to leave the disciples was very afraid and worried.
但是主耶稣为他们祷告。
But the Lord prayed for them.
在祷告当中告诉他们。
And in the midst of prayer, he told them,
我会复位他们。
That I was with them in the world.
保护他们。
I will keep them.
除了那些灭亡之子，没有一个是灭亡的。
Except the son of perdition, none of them is lost.
那表示说，在他们这一群羊中人当中啊，有一些人是灭亡之子。
What it means is that among this group of people, there are some who are sons of perdition.
不是耶稣不要救他们。
It's not that Jesus does not want to save them.
而是这些人不是真心信主的。
But these people do not believe Jesus wholeheartedly.
可是那些真心信主的人。
But those people who believe Jesus fully.
主耶稣会复位他们。
Jesus will keep them.
没有一个会灭亡的。
And none of them shall be lost.
他们有软弱。
If they have weaknesses,
他们会遇到试探。
They will meet tribulation.
但是主的恩典会保护他们。
But the grace of the Lord Jesus will protect them.
不让他们灭亡。
And will not allow them to be condemned.
这是他所应许的。
This is his promise.
我们再看第六章。
Look at chapter 6,
37
节。Verse 37. John chapter 6, verse 37.All that the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me I will by no means cast out.
39
Verse 39. This is the will of the Father who sent me, and of all he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up at the last day.
你听到主耶稣的保证吗
Have you heard this guarantee from Lord Jesus?
人的保证你不用这么样的高兴
One should not be too happy about man's guarantees.
因为人的保证常常会因为环境因为各方面而改变的
because man's guarantees on account of conditions around may change
但是神的保证却是不变的
but God's guarantees will never change
他这样说的
he says this
凡到我这里来的我总不丢弃他
all who come to me I will not cast out
不只是不丢弃我总不丢弃
not only he will not cast out he will by no means cast out
就算是我们所爱的儿女
and if we talk about our children whom we own love
如果他真的伤透我们的心
if they truly hurt us deeply
他不做我们不按照我们的旨意来去做
and they do not do according to our will
我们会生气把他丢掉的
we will get angry and cast them aside
我从此跟你没有关系了
I will no longer have anything
既然你听到我的意思做你去自己去做吧
since you do not want to do according to my will you go your own way
我们有时候会到这样的地步的
sometimes you will come to the stage
虽然过后会后悔
Although after that we may regret. But our God will not be like this. I will by no means cast out. Because the Heavenly Father has given me this world, for the will of the Heavenly Father is that not one of them shall be lost. Why does He love all those people who love Him in this manner? Because all these people are people whom He has sacrificed first for them. So how can He not love them? How can He just cast them aside in this manner? A true love is a love that that you sacrifice first before anything. If I love you because you first love me,
这是有条件的爱.
This is a conditional love.
你不爱我, 我就不会爱你了.
If you do not love me, then I will not love you.
就好像妈妈对孩子说,
just like the mother telling a child,
你不听话, 妈妈不爱你了.
If you don't, if you're not obedient, I do not love you.
他长大以后,
when he grows up,
他跟妈妈说,
and he said to the mother,
妈妈你不听我的话, 我不照顾你了.
Mother, if you don't listen to me, I will not care of you.
你那个时候大骂这个水仔啊, 不听话.
At that time, if you were to scold this child,
养大有翅膀跟妈妈讲条件了，要妈妈听你的话。
That when you grow up and that you can spread your own wings, you like to speak your conditions with your mother.
但是你回头想一想,
but when you recall back,
他这种思想怎么来的呢?
Where did this way of thinking come from?
我们不是从小就是这样灌输这一种道理的吗?
Haven't we put in this teaching in him since?
你要我爱你可以, 你要听我的话, 有条件的。
You want me to love you, yes, but you must first listen to me.
There are
some conditions attached to it.
聪明的妈妈这样说,
so the wise mother will say in this manner,
孩子你不听话, 妈妈还是爱你的。
Child, although you do not listen or you're not obedient, mother still loves you.
但是你这样的不听话, 让妈妈伤心。
But your disobedience has caused the mother to be greatly hurt.
而且你这样做, 你应该得到你的惩罚。
And if you were to act in this manner, you ought to be punished.
这都让你不开心, 也让妈妈伤心的。
And all these things will cause you to be unhappy and actually hurts the mother.
那我们为什么要这样做呢?
So why should you act in this manner then?
我们应该不要再 犯罪,
we should no longer continue our sin and not to be disobedient.
虽然你要接受刑罚,
although you have to face punishment,
但妈妈还是爱你的,
but your mother still loves you.
所以他就会去思想啊,
so he will think.
每一次都是这样的教导,
and every time the mother teaches this man,
他会了解错是错在我, 妈妈没有错, 妈妈没有, 因此不爱我.
And he will think that, oh, I am the one in the wrong and my mother has not done nothing wrong. So his thinking will be different. And why is it that the mother is willing to act in this manner? Because the mother has first sacrificed for him.
So
how can he just cast aside and not love the mother? Whatever thing. If you have first paid a great love, you will greatly treasure this thing. So the mother loves the child more.
因为除了怀胎之苦, 还有生产之危险呢,
because besides the suffering during pregnancy, there's still the danger during delivery.
她已经先冒生命的危险跟受这一些苦了。
She has first risked her life to face all these dangers and sufferings.
一个很孤僻的寡妇, 很孤独又很怪僻的一个寡妇。
There was a lonely and weird widow.
她本来不是这样的人,
actually, she was not such a woman.
但是自从她的丈夫跟她孩子通通都死了以后,
but since her husband and children have all died,
她完全变了,
she totally changed.
所以变成很孤独, 也变成很怪僻, 什么人都不理。
And so she was not only lonely, she was a weird lady, and she didn't care for anyone.
除了少部分的几个好朋友以外,
and besides having a few close friends,
那么有一次, 隔壁的家冒那个冒烟了，着火了。
One day, a neighboring house was on fire.
所以情况越来越不好。And
so the situation got worse and worse.
所以他就赶快收拾那个行李，怕那个屋子烧过来了，
so,
那个火烧过来了。
She gathered her belongings because she was afraid that the fire will spread to her house.
那他就听到 隔壁有那个婴孩，那个孩子的哭声。
And then she heard the crying of a baby at the neighboring house.
所以她想, 难道家里真的没有人吗?
So she was thinking, is it true that there's no one at home at all?
可是那个哭声越来越清楚,
but the crying sound was getting clearer and clearer.
但是按照她的脾气跟习惯, 关我什么事? 我的孩子还不是一样死掉了?
But according to her normal behavior, this shouldn't concern her because her children have died too.
这个做妈妈的这样大意放孩子在家里, 她应该负责任的。
And this mother is so careless to leave a child alone at home, she should bear the responsibility.
所以她不管了, 她自己收拾她的东西。
So she didn't care bought a child and she just continued to keep her belongings.
但是孩子的哭声真的感动了她。
But the crying child's voice moved her.
因为她也是有孩子过的。
Because she too at once had children.
因此她就放下她的一切到隔壁去。
And so she put down everything to go next door.
可是火已经烧起来了。
But the fire has already burned.
要进去真的是很危险的。
And it was already with great danger for her to go in.
也许不被火烧死，会被那个烟还没那么干。啊，熏死来，香港故事。
So if she's not burned to death, she might be suffocated to death with the smoke.
但是因为一种母性的爱哈，她冲进去救这个婴孩。
But with the love of a mother, she rushed in to save this child.
终于平安无事啊。
So gradually there was peace.
所以隔壁的那个父母啊，真的很感激她。
And so, the parents, neighboring house was greatly, thankful to this woman.
这孩子是你所救的。
This child is the child whom you have saved.
那么就给不你做客来，好吗？
So, I place this child on your care. Is it okay?
所以他就认他做义子，他就做了他的义母啊。
And so, she became, got a mother to this child.
那很奇怪的。
And very strange.
这个寡妇的个性啊，就慢慢改变了。
This character and behavior of this widow gradually changed.
特别很关心这个小孩。
She became very concerned for this child.
有一次这个小孩讲了一些做了一些错事让他真的很伤心他竟然哭了
And once when the child did something wrong it caused her a great hurt she cried
他的好朋友就对笑笑对他说了
And so her good friend smiled and said to her
以前你什么都不管的
In the past you did not care about anything
怎么现在你这么样关心这个小孩呢
But why is it that now you're so concerned for this young child
他就讲了一句话
So she said something
Ne 不知道
You do not know.
因为我差点为了他要了我的老命啊
Because for this child, I almost lost my life.
我怎么能够不关心他呢
How can I not care for this child then?
他真的是用他的生命去换取他的生命来的
She has truly brought over this child's life with her own life.
这说明了一件事情
This tells us one thing.
真正的爱就是一种先牺牲先付出的爱
A true love is a love that first sacrifices itself.And first paying a price.
在当时没有考虑到什么样的条件，他的报答，他的什么，只是出于一种真正的爱而去救他的。
This love does not make any considerations first for any rewards or anything before he sacrifices life.
因此你会很珍惜这个爱。
So you will treasure this love.
尤其你付出越大，牺牲越大，你的珍惜，你的爱也就会越深的。
Especially when your sacrifice or your efforts put in is greater.You will even more treasure this love.
所以我们看到有一些基督徒
So we see some Christians.
他们要信主啊，真的经过很多的艰难啊。
In order to believe in Jesus, they have to go through much difficulties.
父母的反对。
The parents reject, forbidding them to believe in Jesus.
但是最后他总胜过了。
But in the end, they were victorious.
因此他们对这个信仰是很认真的。
So they are very serious about their faith.
但是有很多呢。
But there are many.
他们没有付出的。
They have not paid the price.
因此他们当作是很随便的。
So they treated as very,
很随便的，很马虎的，不认真的。
They are not very serious about their faith.
因为他们不用这样的付出啊。
Because they did not pay a high price.
一切都认为理所当然的。
They think that all these things are natural.
就像好像现在的儿女一样。
Just like children today,
他们认为这一切都是理所当然的。
They think all these things are natural things.
可是如果像我们这一些经过第二次世界大战的人
，But like for those of us who have gone through the Second World War,
你知道那一切不是理所当然的。
You know that all these things are not the natural order of events.
你会珍惜所得到的每一样。
You will treasure everything that you have.
主耶稣就是这样的爱我们。
And the Lord Jesus loves us.
他先为我们牺牲了。
He first sacrificed his love for us.
所以保罗明白这一点。
So Paul understood this.
在我们还做罪人的时候
，While we were yet sinners.
耶稣基督就已经为我们而死了。
Lord Jesus Christ has sacrificed and died for us.
所以他怎么能够不爱惜呢
？So how can he not love them?
因此他说
，Hence he said,
到我这里来的
，Like those who come to me,
我总不丢弃他
，I will not cast him aside,
一个都不失落的
，And I will not lose even one.
因为每一个都是他为他而牺牲的
，Because every one of them, he has sacrificed his life for every one of them.
所以我们应该对主耶稣有这样的信心
，So we should have this faith in the Lord Jesus.
我们应该这样的爱我们的主耶稣
，And we should love our Lord Jesus in this manner too.
因为这个爱不是一个理论的爱
，Because this love is not a theoretical love.
而基督的确是为我们而死了
，But Jesus really died for us.
这应该是我们常常思想的
，And this is something that we should consider always.
也许你说。
Perhaps you may say,
基督的儿女太多了。
There are many children of Lord Jesus.
千千万万当中，我只是一个无名小卒。
I am a nobody in the midst of all these tens of thousands.
连传道都不知道我叫什么名字呢。
And even the preacher doesn't know what my name.
那不要紧，传道不知道而已。
It doesn't matter because Only the preacher doesn't know.
传道没有办法保护你的。
The preacher cannot protect you.
传道也没有办法安慰你的。
And the preacher cannot comfort you.
你有苦难的时候，大概他先跑掉了。
When you are in trouble, he may be the first to run away.
但是天父知道你就好了。
But as long as the Heavenly Father knows, it is enough.
请看马太福音十八章。
Look at Matthew chapter 18.
马太福音十八章。
Matthew chapter 18.
第十节。
Verse 10.
主耶稣说。
Jesus said.
你们要小心。
Take heed.
不可轻看这小子里的一个。
That you do not despise one of these little ones.
我告诉你们。
For I say to you.
他们的使者在天上常见我天父的面。
In heaven, the angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven.
人有这样的弱点。
Men have their weaknesses.
有钱的人多数都会看重他的。
They will look highly upon those people with wealth and authority.
那么无名小卒谁会去留意他呢
？And who will care about those nobodies？
主耶稣知道的。
The Lord Jesus knows。
所以主耶稣先给他们警告。
So Jesus gives them this warning。
你们这些人要小心。
That you are to take heed。
你不要轻看这小子里面。
We know that Jesus will not say and he'll say things and that he will not try to scare us.
所以犹太人相信。
So the Jews believe this。
每一个信主的人，他们都有天使在看顾他们。
Every believer of the Lord has。Angel looking after them.
所以你看，当彼得回家去敲门的时候
，So when you see Peter return home to knock on the door,
信徒们在家里害怕不敢开门。
Our disciples were afraid and did not dare to open the door.
因为斯提凡被杀了
，Because Stephen was killed.
彼得被关在监牢里面
，Peter was thrown to the prison.
但他们不知道天使救彼得出来了啊
，They did not know that the angels has already saved Peter.
那有一个使女叫做罗大，她就去开门。
So there was this maid, servant girl who went to open the door.
她听到彼得的声音。
She heard the voice of Peter.
她高兴到忘记开门了。
She was so overjoyed that she forgot to open the door.
她就回去告诉他们说是彼得回来了。
And she returned to tell the others that, oh, Peter has returned.
那些人说你大概想得太多吧。
So the others think that, oh, she must be thinking too much.
她说你可能是看到他的天使啊。
Perhaps you're seeing his angel.
但是罗达说不是的，是彼得。
But she says, no, it's Peter.
那他们就去开门。
So they went to open the door.
真的是彼得。
True enough, it
was Peter. 神已经拯救他出来了。
God has already saved him from the prison.
所以从他们的对话里面。
So from the conversation.
他们真的相信。
They truly believe.
神看顾每一个人的。
That God looks after everyone.
每一个人都有个天使保护他。
And everyone has an angel to look after him.
天使不显现有他的理由。
And there are reasons as to sometimes why angels do not appear.
天使不伸手拯救也有他的理由。
And there are reasons as to why the angels do not stretch the hand to save him.
但是我们不要因此以为神不看顾我们。
But we should not come out of this thing that God does not care for us.
我们相信神在看顾我们的。
We believe that God is looking after us.
因为这是主耶稣所说的。
Because this is what Jesus said.
所以你不要自卑。
So do not feel despicable.
你也不要感觉到孤单。
And do not feel lonely.
传道或者负责人不认识你无所谓。
It may not matter if the preacher or the leaders don't know you.
没有人看重你也无所谓。
And doesn't matter if no one respects you.
我信耶稣不是要人家来看重我。
I believe in Jesus not for the sake of other people.
我是要主耶稣看重我。
I want Jesus to look upon me.
那你可以得到很肯定的答案。
And you can receive a definite answer.
我们的天父看重每一个小子的。
Our Heavenly Father looks upon every little one.
那也许你说，那是因为我犯了罪呢？
Perhaps you say, oh, I have committed sin.
我在生活上有很多没有遵守主耶稣的教训。
In my life, I have many areas whereby I have not kept the word of Jesus.
天父只是爱听话的人，那比较不听话的大概天父不爱吧。
The Heavenly Father will love those obedient children, and he will not love those who are disobedient.
那我们就读下去。
So we continue to read.
十二节到十五节。
Verses 12 to 15.
主耶稣就讲一个比喻。
Jesus gave a parable.
如果一百只羊，有一只羊走迷了路，你的意思如何呢？
If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray,
你会说,
what do you think? What are you going to do?
已经有99只了, 没有掉一只, 不要紧吧。
You may think, oh, he has still 99 sheep, and that's the matter if he has lost one.
你要去找这一只, 又要冒生命的危险, 何必呢?
And why should you try to save this or find this one lost sheep because you may risk your own life?
也许你找到他的时候他已经死掉了。
Perhaps when you find the sheep, it has already died.
我们聪明的人总是会精打细算的。
Wise people will always make all these kind of calculations.
值得去为这一只羊来这样的牺牲吗？
Is it worthwhile for us to sacrifice in this manner for the sake of this one sheep?
我们认为不值得的。
We may think, oh, it's not worth it.
不过如果99羊不在，只剩这个羊在，我看你就会紧张了。
If 99 sheep were lost and you just have one sheep left, you'll be very excited now.
这就是我们的价值观念。
This is our concept of values.
但是神不是这样。
But God is not like this.
主耶稣说
，Lord said,
我实实在在的告诉你们
，Truly I tell to you,
他为这一只羊 他会撇下九十九只羊来去找那个迷路的羊。
And that he will leave this 99 sheep alone and go and look for this one sheep that's
strayed. 找到了，他会很高兴啊。
And when he finds it, he will rejoice greatly.
这个他是谁呢？
And who is this person?
十四节
，verse 14。
你们在天上的父也是这样。
That even so it is not sorry this your heavenly father in heaven is the same.
他不愿意这小子里世上一个。
He is not willing for one of his little ones to perish.
就算他迷失了
，and even if it's lost，
他也要去寻找他回来。
He will still seek for this lost sheep.
不止寻找
，not only to look for this lost sheep.
找到了还要为他高兴呢。
And when he finds it, he will rejoice over this.
请看路加福音十五章。
Luke chapter 15。
路加福音十五章。
Luke chapter 15。
第五节到第七节。
Verses 5-7。And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulder, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say to you that likewise there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance.
让我们听主耶稣怎么告诉我们。
Let's listen to what Jesus tells us.
第七节。
Verse 7.
我告诉你们。
I say to you.
一个罪人悔改。
One sinner who repents,
在天上也要为他这样的欢喜。
There will be likewise in heaven more joy.
这是真的欢喜的。
And this is true joy.
所以你看天父多么的爱我们。
So see how much the Heavenly Father loves us.
他已经先为我们牺牲我们的生命。
He has sacrificed his life for us first.
而就算是我们不听话、迷失了、犯罪了。
And if we are disobedient and don't listen to him and we have committed sins.
但是他也去期待我们能够悔改。
But he longs for us to repent.
趁着审判的日子还没有到。
Before the day of judgment comes.
我们能够把握机会悔改。
And we are able to seize the opportunity to repent.
发起热心。
To be zealous once again.
好像浪子回头一样。
Just like the prodigal son.
所以我们举办圣餐。
So we conduct the Holy Communion.
事实上是主耶稣吩咐我们这样的举办。
It's actually the Lord Jesus who tells us to conduct this Holy Communion.
就是要提醒我们每一个人。
It's to remind every one of us.
我们的主是这样的为我们而牺牲。
Our Lord has sacrificed in this manner for us.
而且他也在期待我们回家。
And he is longing for us to return home.
他知道我们有许多的软弱。
He knows we have many weaknesses.
因此我们要到主的面前来。
Hence we have to come before the Lord Jesus.
来求靠他的赦免。
To plead for his forgiveness.
来重新的立志。
To resolve once again.
因此我们领受圣餐的时候。
Hence when we are partaking the Holy Communion.
我们要思想。
We must think.
我们要认罪。
We must confess our sins.
所以自己在主的面前先祷告。
So we pray before Lord Jesus first.
祈求神怜悯我们。
To ask the Lord Jesus to forgive us.
让我们认识主的爱。
For us to recognize the love of Jesus.
我们不要让我们的天父再伤心。
Let's not cause our Heavenly Father to be hurt once again.
因为我们已经迷失流淌很久了。
Because we have been lost for a long time.
我们现在也长大。
And now we've grown up.
我们应该认识主的爱。
We should recognize the love of Jesus.
应该为主负起一些责任。
And we should have some responsibility towards the Lord.
来爱我们的教会。
To love the church.
爱我们弟兄姊妹。
To love our brothers and sisters.
过一个圣洁的生活。
To lead a holy life.
这不是更好吗？
Isn't this better?
这就是圣餐的目的。
And this is the purpose of the Holy Communion.
求主施恩祝福我们。
May Lord Jesus give us grace.
让我们再一次领受主的圣餐。
So that once again when we partake the Holy Communion.
来思想主的爱。
To ponder about the love of Christ.
应当立志来报答主的爱。
And we should resolve to repay the love of Christ.